86. Tater Odd, 86. Vayigash. All the way at the end of the page. Now, the Rebbe was discussing the difference between the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. And he explained the whole thing, if Shemayim is first, if Oretz is first, and he explains both are right, there's the intent and the actuality. So really, Shemayim was created first, but the purpose is Oretz first. I mean, that's the purpose. So he says, the Mishkan was built according to the order of Hishtalshulis, right? On top is goat skin, which is animal, then the walls, then the earth. The Beis HaMikdash, though, on the other hand, was built totally from stone, right? There was a few beams and support beams, but basically it was all stone. So he says, and he also discusses that the Mile of Aretz, even though L'chayit stepped on, it's the lowest, but in the source, it's all the way up there, the highest. So he says, V'hinei, near the Balo Gamkin. We also see that there's a mile beyond Ba'aretz, mile Yisera. We see there's an advantage of the earth over everything else, with the level of Bitul. She made the Rastachos Kapi Ragli Hakol that everybody steps on. Meshenkin at Sameach She Gadlu Megeva. These Nasus. On the other hand, though, plant life, right, like trees and high bushes and the grain and all that, people don't step on. What do they step on? On the earth. Ubitul's that. Where does this bitul come from? Mitzat Shorsha Nala B'machshava. Because Ofer, like we said, comes from a higher place. Everything comes from Dibur. That comes from Machshava. Machshava is Choshav Ma. Okay? You have the first and last letter is Mem Hei is Ma. The middle letter is the Machshava is Choshav. Shutachlev Sabitl, which is the ultimate level of Bitl. Like it says, Mem Hei Shirabeinu V'nach Numa. Therefore, the source... The source is Machshav, which is Choshav Ma Bitl. Misham Nim Shechem Yislabesh B'chinis HaBitl Ba'aretz. And from there comes the Bitl into the earth. Mitzad Zet Tesalu Lassu Lavi. Therefore, Lassu Lavi. When the source of everything will be revealed, will be elevated to be Ateres Baila, the crown of the husband. L'chein Hoya Beis HaMikdash Me'avonim Dafka. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash was made dafka from stone. Why? Okay, just skip the four lines of the parentheses. Mashen kein ha-mishkan. Nasek, if we say that the shtal shul da'achshav, the mishkan was made based on the elokus now. In the world of shtal shulus, so then chai is higher, then semech, then daimim. Da'achshav, v'chvina semech, l'mayla mi'ad daimim, shemayim kodim. Therefore, the walls of the Mishkan were made from Atzishitim. Offered Hoya Bekarka Mishkan. And the earth was on the lowest. The adamant was on the lowest place. On the other hand, in the Beis HaMikdash, because Daimim comes from a higher, Memdalit, comes from a higher source. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash, like you said before, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, so therefore that is the level of daimon. Because in source that's even higher. Okay, so now he goes, this is the connection of Yigah Sheil of Yehuda. This entire introduction is to explain the level of Yosef and Yehuda. He says, Zeh Gamki in Yosef Yehuda. It's all the union of Yosef and Yehuda. Shugamki mechines madreges shemayim va'aretz, and the level of tzemech and daimim. Yehuda is going to explain is aretz. Yehuda is bitul. That's the level of daimim. And Yosef is tzemech. Why is Yosef tzemech versus Yehuda, which is daimim? Ki Yosef loshen teisiz v'ribui. Yosef means addition, Hayisafa. Tzemeach keeps growing. Daimem doesn't grow. So Yosef is a level of growth, that's the level of Tzemeach. So Yosef, Erez, especially the level of Erez, which is super great. Kamesha goes, so like it says in the Pasuk, Tzadik Atoma Yifrach. Tzadik is going to flourish like a tamar, Ke'erez Bavonin Yizge. It's going to shoot up like the cedar trees in Levonin, in Lebanon. You skip the parentheses. But Yehud is the level of audits. Malchus Datsilis, which is the level of Damon Ratsilis. And therefore, Yehud comes from the word Haidah of Ibitl. What does Megdim and Achonloch? Megdim and Achonloch mean we're subdued to you, we're bottled to you. Yehuda comes with Haidah, which is a level of Bittl. Shademim Yesh by Bechin is Bittl Yosef. So the Alter Rebbe says like this, Yosef and Yehuda are the two levels of Tzemeach and Daimim. Yehuda is a level of Bittl, Megdim and Achonloch. Yosef is a level of growth, especially the level of edits. Okay? One second. Now, Tereb is going to explain because it comes out like this. In the Parsha, it says, Yosef, Vayigashel of Yehuda. Yehuda is coming closer to Yosef. That means Yosef is greater, and Yehuda is coming to Yosef. In the Haftarah, it speaks about Yehuda coming to Yosef. Yosef coming to Yehuda. Right. Yosef coming to Yehuda. So Lecheira, which one's greater? Here Yehuda is coming to Yosef, which means Yosef is greater. Then after it, it speaks about 1/8 the Yehuda, 1/8 the Yosef, and whatever it is, that Yosef is coming to Yehuda. So again, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain. It's the same concept. What?
Why is growth only associated with Yosef?
Yeah, but the lowest of them all is Tzemeach. Yeah, you're right. The animals also grow, people also grow. When they're young, they grow this way. When they're old, they grow this way. People, I mean.
Either maybe we don't associate growth with animals, maybe we consider movement with animals.
No, animals grow. The babies grow into big ones. But after a while, they stop growing. No, people, I'm saying after a while, stop growing. Animals also, they reach the full maturity, they stop going, but Tzemeach keeps going. Right. Because last the loving, the mile is Yehuda. And Yosef, now, Yosef Tzemeach. Now Tzemeach is higher than Daimim, like the Mishkan. Right? Therefore, where is the Mishkan Shilai? In the Chedek of Yosef. But Laz Lava is Binyamin, but it's all part of Chedek of Yehuda, by the way. Okay. Vine say the Shtalt Usato, now in the level of the world, Yosef Ulamalim Yehuda. Yosef is higher than Yehuda. Because Semeach is higher than Daimon. Shari Amalch and Mikabel Shifa Vachayusim in Azab. Because Malch, in other words, like this, Yosef, by the way, with Tzadik Yosef Elam, Yosef is the level of Zah. The six feeders. Yehuda is the level of Malchus. The Yigashel of Yehuda is the Yichud between Zoh and Malchus. But sometimes this way, sometimes this way. So it says like this. Now, Malchus, less than Megamakrum. Malchus is nothing of its own. Where is it Mekabel Chayis from? From Zoh. That means now Yehuda gets Chayis from Yosef. Yosef Tzadik Yisayt Elam. The last of the Zohar is Yesod. So Yosef is Yesod, unlike Yehuda, which is Malchus. So Yosef is the level of Zohar. Which is the level of Tzemeach, Bechini Gidl, Visnasus. Like Chassidus explains, Yosef was, who are Mashbir, L'chol Ha'aretz. Aretz is Malchus. Yosef is Mashpia, Zohar is Mashpia, into Malchus, because now Tzemeach is higher than Daimim. And Yehuda is the level of Mekabel. Yehuda is the receiver. Okay, what did he say? Be Adeni. Simply means, please, my master. But be into me, you should be Mashpia. Sheber yom shechashef miyesev et tzadik. Like it says in the Zayad, Vayigash, what does Vayigash mean? Simply, you came closer. What does that mean? Takruf, the Alma, Ba'alma, the Yichud between world and world. Zon Malchus. Hainu Alma Tato. What does the Zayad mean by that? Alma, the Alma. Alma Tato is the level of Malchus. Misyached is Vinigashis Agabi Alma Yiloh, which is Zol, the Kabbalah Shefa. So Yehuda is coming to Zoh, to Yosef. Yud is coming to Yosef. Malchus is coming to Yosef, to Zoh, to be get Hashpah. V'zeh delach shoyu b'mishkan ha-tzameach l'mayla mi'adim. Like it wasn't the Mishkan, and now Tzameach is higher than Damim. Yosef is higher than Yehuda. Yosef is Tzameach, his suffer growth, and Yehuda is Damim. Aval os lovi. Yisal or Yehuda Yehuda is going to be higher because the Sheresh Malchus is higher. So last the love when all the Sheresh are going to be revealed, so then Yehuda is going to be higher. Yes, the Ma'ala Mechinas Yisvik says Eishes Chelat Teres Baylo Mitzat Shosh Shalom Machshavet Chila. Right, like you said, Machshavet Choshev Ma, which is Tachlis Abitu, which is the level of Chochma Datzilus of Koyach Ma. Vehine Abba Yosid Bat. Abba means the level of Chochmah creates the daughter. Chochmah Ilah is called Yira Ilah. Chochmah Tato, which is Malchus, is called Yira Tato. That means Abba Yosef Brata. The father established the daughter. Shemachin is Yira Ilah the Chochmah, comes the Yira Tato of Malchus. Okay? So now Chochmah is higher than Malchus, right? Because that's the Shtauchelus. Ulos love it to Sal Bechinis Yira Tato. Be ye the ilah, and it's mekayda al kain tia oza teres baila. Kibit ulul maila madrei maave beyira of midas and mishachem echug of zop. Okay, so he's saying the same thing basically, just in different Kabbalah words. So now, Malchus gets from higher than Oretz, right? Malchus gets from zop. Los lavei is going to be different. Eishes chayal teres baila. So Yira Tato, which is Malchus, is going to be even higher than Chochma. Lakach, I'm Arsha, but even nevertheless, because Oritz still comes to Machshava, Lochen Gam Arsha, Yesh Ba Oritz. Bechinas HaBitul Yesid is more Bitul, and the Bitul of Yira Ilo. Bechina Madregis Meshir Abeinu V'Nach Numa. Okay, so that's what he's saying, basically. Now, this is in the Parsha. In the Pasha, the Pasuk says, Vayigash El of Yehuda, Yehuda is coming to Yosef. Right? Because now Yosef is the Mashpia, and Yehuda is the Mekabel. But, Zeh Masha Kozeh Bahavteira, which is an Avteira, Pasha's Vayigash. It says, Kach Rucho Eitz Echot.
So when Mashiach comes, we're going to have this Yirei La that Moshe Rabbeinu had by saying, V'nachnuma.
Yep.
Which is the level of Yehuda?
Yeah, but Moshe is going to be even greater. I mean, everything's moving up.
How is Chokma Ila called Yira Ila? Isn't Chokma on the right and Yira is on the left?
Whatever, I don't know. Kabbalah says, just trust it. Take a tree, a piece of wood. Save all of Yehuda. And then it says, Lokach Eitzachot, Uksev Lov L'Yesev Eitzifrayim. Okay, the Torah says, take one wood, one piece of wood, write Yehuda, another piece of wood, write Yesev Eitzifrayim, V'korev Eitzim Echot Alechot, and bring them closer to that again. V'yigash Elov, again, the closeness of Yehuda and Yesev, but then the Pasuk says, Kinea ni lokach lekechas eitz Yosef v'nasati eisim olav es eitz Yehuda. But then the pasuk says, "I'm going to put Yehuda on top of Yosef." One stick says Yosef, one stick says Yehuda. Then the pasuk says, "I'm going to put Yehuda on top of Yosef, meaning Yehuda is higher. Ad and Torah's Daftera continues. Va'avdi David Melech Aleihem. So what's the Haftarah saying? He says, "Pishata Yosef ulamaylem Yehuda." Now in his shalsh, listen to Mashiach. Yosef is higher than Yehuda, which is likened to Eretz. Eretz, asher gadol begeiva miteitz v'helach. Yosef is a suffer. The level of tzemer that constantly grows. Kach Yosef elav shaychem aser seshvatim. Therefore, when the Jews were split the 10 tribes into 2 tribes, it was basically Yosef and Yehuda. The 10 tribes are under the realm of Yosef, and the 2 tribes are under the realm of Yehuda and Binyamin. Again, it was divided into 2, but it was Yehuda. Therefore, Yosef had more tribes than Yehuda. Yehuda had 2, Yosef had 10. Shall shame Zanik Yosef, because Yosef is the level of Das Elyon. So therefore, Yosef now is greater than Yehuda. Ach los the love of Chiyus Chabu Shneim Yosef Yehuda beYichud. Tachas a Yichud Amiti, like it says, Vayigashel of Yehuda, then is going to be like the pasuk says, Echud beEchud Yigoshu. One and one, they're going to come close. Zayiyalos the love. Then Yehuda, the stick of Yehuda is going to be on top of the stick of Yosef, because Yehuda is greater than Yosef, like it says, and that's why it says, Avdi David Melech Kol Yisrael, even over Yosef. What?
In an unfortunate, weird way, we don't have either Malchus right now.
Right, that's where we're going. That's why it's called Golus.
I'm saying,
no, but I'm saying when they existed,
there's no separation right now. I mean,
right now Samech is still higher than Daimon.
But now you have Chacham, you have Nasiyadur, which is Yehuda. No?
Yeah, but so it's not the power of Yehuda like it is lost. Right. Now we're in Golos.
You don't have Machos Yosef anymore.
And Ochanam, because we're in Golos.
And also, those 10 tribes are lost.
No.
Anything we could say about that?
They exist somewhere. They're lost, but they exist. It's not that they don't exist.
I know. Okay. Is it possible that they exist in a... I mean, that some opinions say that it exists. They exist like they did.
There's so many opinions of who the 10 tribes are. It's unbelievable.
What about the time of Moshiach? Bet Yehuda or Bet Yosef?
Huh?
Yehuda. Moshiach. Is Bet Yehuda.
Then Yehuda is higher than Yosef.
Right. But before Beit Yehuda comes out, is there anything from Beit Yosef?
There's a Mashiach Ben Yosef.
Yes. So first Ben Yosef comes out.
And then lost his lover, he is the Gilui of. That's what the pasuk says. Lo yochol Yosef l'sapek. Yosef couldn't, finally, when the brothers, said, they started crying and all that. So Yosef couldn't hold himself back. Bizvada Yosef alecho, when Yosef made himself known to the brothers. I know Shenes Chabru Yosef Yehuda, but Tachos Achiba VaYichud that they mamish became Echod beEchod. Okay, then he said like this. This is still part of Prentice, but this part is interesting. Now we can understand what it says in the Kutishas of the Arizal. The Bir Maimed Azal. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin like this. Everybody knows Yeravim ben Nevat was one of the 10 Shvatim. He came from the 10 Shvatim. Yeah, Hashem grabbed him, and he said Chazir Bach. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He says Hashem grabs Yeravim ben Nevat, whatever that means, and he said do tshuva, and he will go to Gan Eden. Amalei mi berosh. So Yeravim said to Hashem, but who will be on top? Amalei ben Yishe berosh. David HaMelech will be still better than you. I don't want it. I'm not going to do tshuva. If I'm not number one, I'm only going to be number two, I'm not interested. This is what the Gemara says, yeah? Which, whatever. So, what is the Kudei Arizal, what is the Kudei Shas of the Arizal explain? Shumam is Shu'inyan now. Shakodi Baruch Hu Ratzah Sheyirov Yachzah B'tshuva. Hashem wanted Yeravim should do tshuva, and then Yoribam b'chinas madregis yetzer at the level of Eitzer Ephraim. Okay? So what does the Gemara say the expression? The Gemara says the expression like this. Ani v'ato, Hashem said to Yeravim, if you do tshuva, me, you, and Ben Yishai, Natal b'gan Eden. That's when Yeravim said, who's first? Me or Ben Yishai? So Hashem answered Ben Yishai. He said, forget it. But obviously, it's interesting. The guy's a big Rashi, yeah? But look at Abish just talking to him. And Abish just says, you could be all the way up there. Yeah? But he still refused. Whatever.
He was Melchav Yosef?
Yeah. Shemeir Bahem Einzav Baruch Hu Ba'ar Rab. V'za'ani. And there, the Hashem said to me, you and him are going to walk. Amali mi barosh. Yeah? So what did Yeravim want? He's Malbushes in Kedusha. Yeravim wanted it should be like now that Yosef is higher than Yehuda. So he said, I should be before Ben Yehuda. Not the marketplace, Ben Yehuda. The ice cream pizza. He says, what did Yeravim ben Avad want? That it should be now like the level of Madregis Yosef, which is Malam Merchinis Yehuda, which is higher than Yehuda. Therefore, he wanted to be the head of the Gabi David. Yeah? That's what he said. If so, I'm Yosef. He's David. Yehuda. Yosef comes before Yehuda. So he said, no, Hashem said to him, Shalom, Salav, Yisav, Yehuda. Law, Salav, Yehuda is going to be greater. Luchem ben Yishev Berosh. Amalei, Yehoch Elei Be'ina. Then I don't want it. Why? Shalai haya bebchinas bittel v'shiflus. He didn't have the bittel. He said, the chayri, Hashem said, have bittel, you'll be number two. He said, no. And that's why the Gemara says, gatsas haruach shebe yiravim terdosei. What ruined him? What destroyed him? His ego. So therefore Hashem said to him, he wanted to be mamshich into Yosef Yeravim, the level of Bittul. But Yosef is not Bittul. Yehuda's Bittul. He said, no, I don't have that Bittul. I'm Yosef. So Hashem said, okay, goodbye.
That's Hashem made him, I'm just saying.
Huh?
That's not the level of Yosef.
Yeah, it still is Avedim.
But in a way...
Hashem didn't make him a Rasha.
But the way Yosef is, Yosef was, the original Yosef, it was the Yehuda Ilam, which is even
yeah,
Bittul. More Bittul.
Yeah.
Even more bitter.
But his offshoot were sinners. Yosef was a tzaddik.
In a weird way, this that the Rebbe says that Yosef says we could integrate into the world, and Yehuda, the brother, said no. I mean, it actualized.
Yosef versus Yaakov, more so.
Yosef was the
Rashak.
I'm just saying.
And so it's explained back in another place about the Meraglim. Yeah? Why didn't they want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Kishloya Bahem Gamkin Shif Lezu. Lebchinas added so yenom, okay. The shadim or baatzmam, she ain't tzarich lezel yesim alma d'chura kulam anoshim, because they were all men. Now men is zah versus malchus, which is woman. So why didn't they have bittul? Because they're men. Men don't have bittul. Aval yesiv atzadi v'yehuda, yeschabru la'asid lavi betachos hayichud. But Yehuda and Yosef, Mamash is going to become one. Meaning like this. To summarize the Maimed. There's the Mishkan, which was made, the order of Ishtalshulis, Chai, Tzemeach, Afar. Okay? Beis HaMikdash was made out of stone, which is Daimim. Because La'asid Lavei, Daimim is greater than the other things, because it has more Bittul, right? So therefore, the shadish of everything is going to be revealed. So the stone is going to be greater than Tzemeach and Chai. So he says the same way, and therefore, now the Beis HaMikdash, I mean, Lost in Love, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be infinitely greater than the Mishkan. And he said that's the two levels of Yosef Yehuda. Yosef is Tzemeach, he suffer growing. Yehuda is the level of Daimon, the level of Hidah Bittul. So he says now, Tzemeach is higher than Daimim. So therefore now, Vayigashel of Yehuda, Yehuda comes to Yosef. Because Yosef, Zah, is the Mashpia to the whole world, to the Aretz, which is Malchus. So Yosef is Mashpia because Yosef now, Tzemeach is higher than Damon. But last of all, Yehud is going to be higher than Yosef because the Sheirish of Malchus is higher than the Sheirish of everything else. And therefore, the Haftarah speaks about the tree of Yehuda, the wood of Yehuda, the wood of Yosef. But it says Yehuda is going to be greater, because La'asid Lavi is going to be greater. And that's why Hashem says to Yeravim ben Nevat, who was from Yosef, do tshuva. He says, no, but then David HaMelech is going to be number one, I'm only going to be number two. So therefore he didn't have the level of Bittul. So he ended up, goodbye Charlie. That was it. Okay. Thank you.